Introduction. Travelling home from my college job at 18, I remember sitting on a train reading a book and feeling so deeply connected to the author's writing and what she was saying about human potential. I felt compelled to stand up in the train carriage and tell everyone to read a book because it could change their life. It was a vivid moment in my memory because it was one seed of my soul's calling coming through in my life. My passion for knowing we have more potential and depth than most realise had been ignited. It was not my first experience with this calling, as you will hear in chapter one. Still, it seems significant to mention here because I realised how much a book could speak to us and make us feel deeply understood and seen. This book you're listening to has been within me for over a decade and took a couple of years to write, capturing the meaning and essence of my message to you. If I had written this book last year or next week, I would be different and have a slight variation of perspective as I thought about the chapter concepts. Sure, the basic theory would be the same, but writing is a creative process, and just like anything creative, it asks for life energy to bring it into being. And the wise words of my parents ring in my ears, "You can't control anything that is living but yourself." I found myself adding and changing many words to this book after the birth of my second daughter, which has informed another level of my writing and changed my world again. And so, if my writing happened in divine timing for me to capture these particular words on these pages, then I firmly believe that you, my beloved listener, are also listening to this in perfect timing. This book, being a long time coming, is one example in my life of how having self-belief in our dreams and taking persistent action to fulfill our heart's desires can be a process. Overcoming our self-doubt, developing our confidence and courage, and growing in our capacity to fulfill our potential sure is a process. This is just one message that will come through quickly in this book. We all fear and have doubts and inner criticism, yet it is up to us what we do going forward, which makes all the difference in our lives. I want to inspire and show you how to step more into your capacity for love, growth, happiness, and success, whatever success means to you. I am so honored and excited to share this book with you, bringing clarity to the ambiguous topic of self-love, a concept that is varied in understanding and is such a personal topic when it comes to the experience and perception of what it truly means. Who am I to teach self-love? And why learn about it from me? My answer to this question is quite simple compared to the topic itself. While I don't have more confidence or self-belief than the next person, and I have struggled to find my place in the world, as many people do, I have a healthy relationship with self-love. I always come back home to myself and persist in pursuing what my heart calls me to. In each chapter of this book, I'll share a different example of coming home to myself through my personal stories and reveal for you a new layer in finding self-love. Even as I write this to you, I have been experiencing a higher level of discovering who I am and working through self-doubt and self-imposed limitations. I have been continuing to ask myself how I can live more of my potential, with life asking me to believe in myself more than ever. Life is not always easy. In fact, when is it ever? I feel life is fundamentally about growing into who we want to become. We are not born confident, we choose confidence. We are not born loving ourselves because we do not even have a concept of being separate from our mother. Generally, when we are little, we mostly have experiences where we can innately love who we are. Still, sadly, the reality is for most human beings, life itself here on earth has us creating all sorts of mixed up meanings of how we feel about ourselves and what it means to be us in this big wide world. One of the motivations to write this book has come from my experiences teaching personal development training courses since 2009 and having the privilege of certifying thousands of students across Australia and now internationally thanks to online training. I have learned it is in deeply understanding not just who we are, but how we are the way we are that truly helps us. It serves us as human beings to know how to unravel the places in our past that still lead us into pain, so we can then weave our true essence into the lives we want to create for ourselves. In acknowledging the places of pain or growth, we can understand how we came to where we are, so we are then able to create a relationship with ourselves which is truly unconditionally loving, hence your happily ever after. Only one of the two reasons for this title, you'll discover the more important reason in chapter one. When we are self-loving, we understand how to create the feelings, experiences, behaviors, and outcomes that feel the best to us, are best for us, and the best for the greater good for all. To me, self-love is all about how we return home to ourselves. It is how we act, reflect, learn, and then let go if we need to forgive ourselves for something. Life is not perfect. We are beautifully imperfect. So we need to realistically allow ourselves to be all of who we are and to strive to be better when we need to. Self-love is the underlying way we come back home to ourselves when we feel we've gone off our path by comparison, self-criticism, or by behaviors which are not aligned with our heart's highest priorities. Self-love is a process and a sacred relationship with ourselves. It is the most important relationship in our lives. Treasure it. Treasure you. I've had the idea on my vision board for almost a decade to write a book titled Life Lessons for Our Daughters. Because even before I was blessed with biological daughters, I knew one of my most important purposes in life was to share the message to all women, and men of course, of just how much we can and should love ourselves unconditionally. I see this for the greater benefit of all humanity, for each of us to be more of who we really are by disconnecting from the patterns of the old which no longer serve us or the world today, while respecting and holding on to the great wisdom of our elders. In doing this for ourselves, we do this for all future generations and we affect evolution itself due to the way we have lived. To sum up the content of this book, these five concepts define self-love to me. Process, forgiveness, relationship, honor, and devotion. Self-love is process. Self-love is not something you either have or don't have. Instead, it is a journey and a process of growth. We are all in that process at every moment of every day. I will talk a lot in this book about ways to come back home to yourself and deepen your relationship with who you are. One of the best ways to do this is to understand and acknowledge that being human means going out into the world to learn. In the process of learning, we will have polarities of experiences. In between it all, we choose to put meaning to them, which dictates how we place ourselves in the world according to what we go through and creating the way we see ourselves. This is all part of that process. Life is a process. And when we fully realize this, we can forgive if we need to, and tell ourselves, I'm just in process. Life is forever moving, which means we can't ever be truly stuck, but can take the next opportunity to be in the process of learning and growth. Self-love is forgiveness. To be in the process of learning and growth, we really need to practice self-forgiveness. We need to be forgiving ourselves continually. For the things we wanted to do and didn't, for the things we felt we could have done better, but we didn't, finding ourselves in certain situations we shouldn't have been in, but were, for behaving, reacting, or interacting with another human being in a way that was not the most loving. We need to forgive ourselves for it all. Love can't shine through us wholly as it needs to when there is a block in the energy that is guilt, shame, regret, anger, resentment, or any other emotion that depletes our happiness. To forgive is to listen to the lesson, take the learning on board, and move forward. All of us have things we wish we had done better, and perhaps had times we cringe over when we think of how we behaved. We all have these times, and we will very likely have more. Live, learn, and be gentle with yourself. You are a human moving through the learning experience that is life. And since we all have times and places where self-forgiveness is needed, we might as well choose to do whatever it takes inside of us and in action outwards to allow ourselves to move on completely. Self-love is relationship. One definition of a relationship is the way in which two or more people or things are connected or the state of being connected. I believe self-love is a relationship between all parts of oneself. To me, self-love is the relationship we have with how we understand our own mind and respect how it works for us, the connection we have to our bodies, which is fundamentally the vehicle which carries our spirit, soul through this physical human existence and is our only home to live and experience life through. Knowing our values, which are the most important priorities in our lives and which motivate our hearts to be happy and fulfilled. Making self-loving decisions to continually discern what is no longer best versus what we want to have more of in our lives while creating beautiful boundaries. Paying attention to how we talk to ourselves, which is the way we make judgments and what, in turn, contributes to our behaviours and the energy we express in who we are being. Listening, acknowledging and understanding our emotions so we can respect them for the loving messengers they are. Invitations for us to grow. A bigger picture for our life and feeling connected to something higher than ourselves, feeling supported and guided with a meaning for our lives. Our relationships with others and the loving communication and personal power we show up to others with. And appreciating our environment with how it supports us to create a life we love through the actions we take with self-loving and intentional behaviours. Self-love is honour. The Oxford Languages Dictionary definition of honour is to have high respect and great esteem, the quality of doing what is morally right, and to fulfil an agreement. One description I particularly love when it comes to defining self-love is a quality of a person with social teaching of high ethos, expressing a code of conduct with integrity, honesty, and compassion. This is why each chapter in this book explores one of the 9 relationships I mentioned above through learning a vow we can have to honour ourselves. I will teach certain concepts that make these vows possible for us to keep, each a sacred promise to ourselves. It is in having a healthy relationship with all parts of us and in all areas of our lives. When we can honour ourselves and these relationships, we grow our self-awareness to experience more success on our terms. Self-love is devotion. The Oxford Languages Dictionary definition of devotion is love, loyalty, or enthusiasm for a person or activity. I love this because in the context of self-love, it's love, loyalty, and enthusiasm for self, and also for the activity of learning to love oneself. As mentioned before, self-love requires the acceptance of it being a process, an active process of devotion. We must be so devoted, we forever choose to come back home to who we are and who we want to be, to choose to show up for ourselves. Devotion asks us to commit, particularly in areas of our life where we have half-heartedness. For many people, there is half-heartedness when focusing on self. We are rarely shown how to commit deeply to self. Instead, it's expected we focus primarily on others and respond to the outside world with all of its influence. It is time to appreciate how our mindset up to today, our personality, and how we experience life has been shaped through our experiences and the perceptions and meaning we attach to them. How to get the most out of this book? I wrote this book in the order I intended it to be listened to. I start each chapter sharing a different part of my life in order to build a relationship with you, my beloved listener, and to allow my story to be an example illustrating the topic of each chapter. You may see some correlations in my ideas with such things as the chakras, Gestalt therapy, psychology principles, and even ancient wisdom such as the Hermetic Eastern mystery tradition, which includes astrology and archetypes, plus human design and gene keys. It is important to me that credit is given where credit is due for all wisdom that has come before me, so I will reference my sources throughout the book. This book and the ideas you will hear are a culmination of my creativity and expression of my learnings. This book is a pouring out of my heart, and I hope you feel the love and tenderness in my words. I have created a workbook with all the activities I mention in each chapter, and you can access it at www.laurenjobson.com bookfreecourse. Let's get started together right now. All my love and faith in your potential, Lauren. Master Trainer, Transformational Therapist and Coach in NLP, Matrix Therapies and Archetypal Coaching.